Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the question, where is your confidence? We have been raised in a generation where self-confidence and self-sufficiency have been promoted as virtues in American culture. The self-made man is an admired one, the one who has pulled himself up by his own bootstraps, so to speak, is one that is held in high esteem because of their self-sufficiency and achievements. Yet, this attitude of self-sufficiency and self-confidence run contrary to Scripture, though it is very ingrained in today's society. Humanists who have perpetuated the idea that man is able to achieve anything by his own strength and determination have polluted the minds of many with this philosophy. Author and poet William Ernest Henley wrote a piece called Invictus, and two of the lines in that poem could be considered the mantra of humanists today. The poem reads, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." And this attitude of self-centered self-sufficiency, I don't need anyone, and I am able in my own strength and in my own abilities to achieve any and everything that I desire, has certainly influenced many people through our education system as well as through the media. And yet, Scripture tells us that God's way of looking at things and God's way of doing things is completely contrary to this lie of self-sufficiency and self-confidence. We are warned against having confidence in the flesh. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered." Whereas humanistic philosophy says, be self-confident, trust in yourself. You have within you all that you need to achieve and succeed in life. And yet, God's word tells us, if you do trust in your own heart, you are a fool. In John Bunyan's classic allegorical tale called Pilgrim's Progress, we read the fascinating story of a man named Christian who is a pilgrim. He decides that he will leave the city of destruction after hearing warnings of its eventual collapse, and he takes the road that leads to the celestial city. Of course, this is a picture of the choice that people have in life to follow the way of God that leads to life everlasting or to remain in the city of destruction, which will eventually become exactly as its name foretells. On the way to the celestial city, Christian encounters a part of the path that becomes more and more difficult. Struggling, he spies another side path that looks a lot easier to travel upon. He convinces his traveling partner, whose name is Hopeful, to try this other path with him. As soon as they get on the path, they see someone walking ahead, and they call to him, and they ask him, "Where does this path lead?" The man ahead, whose name is Vain Confidence, assures them that the path they are on leads them to the celestial city. As they travel, nightfall overtakes them, and after a short while, they hear Vain Confidence as he tumbles headlong into a pit, never to be heard from again. This picture for us in our life is that there are many people who have vain confidence, or you could say false confidence. They are confident in something that is false. They are confident for example, that the way that they're going in life will lead them to heaven. They're a good person. They've never done anything terrible to deserve hell. And therefore, they have concluded that they are walking in a way that will eventually lead them to heaven. Yet, their confidence is false. It is a vain confidence. They are not confident in God and in His Word. They're confident in themselves and in their own thoughts and the way that they have chosen to do things in life. But just like the character named Vain Confidence in Pilgrim's Progress, the end result will be that such individuals will fall into a pit. Vain confidence or false confidence never leads to life. It never leads to a place that you really want to be. It's vital that your confidence be placed in God alone and not in yourself. The story of David and Goliath is one that's fascinated many people over the centuries. Oftentimes we focus on David and his amazing courage and his trust in God. But I want to point out a few things about Goliath. It says in 1 Samuel 17, a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, which of course is nearly 10 feet. He had a bronze helmet on his head. He was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze greaves on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield-bearer went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." This picture of Goliath is one that portrays the self-confident man. He's confident in his resources. He's confident in his abilities. He's confident in himself. Goliath was confident that there was no one in Israel's army that could defeat him. He is much like people today who are confident in their resources. Perhaps they have an excellent education from a prestigious university. Perhaps you have a job that's the envy of many. Perhaps you have been successful in business and you've accumulated wealth. If your confidence is in those things, whether it be your education, your intellect, your finances, your ability to reason your way out of difficulty after difficulty, you will end up just like Goliath. Goliath, in all of his boasting, arrogance, and self-confidence, was the one who ended up dead after the battle. It says in verse 42 of 1 Samuel 17, "When the Philistine looked and he saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, 'Come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.'" We see here Goliath's phenomenal arrogance. He is so sure of himself that he boasts that he's going to feed David's flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. He feels he's unconquerable. In our culture today, children are encouraged to take on this attitude that they are unstoppable, they are unbeatable, they are unconquerable. And though it sounds virtuous to encourage a child to be self-confident, the truth is it's a snare, because those children then grow up to be adults who have that attitude of confidence in self rather than confidence in God, and the end result is like Goliath's. They will fall, and they will fall hard. God does not want you confident in yourself. Don't be fooled by those who would say to you, your problem is you lack self-confidence. No, your problem is you lack confidence in God. Confidence in God will get you over in life. Confidence in God will cause you to be able to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. On the other hand, the humanist will simply say, I can do all things. God does not want you to adopt a humanist philosophy when his word is very clear that he who trusts in his own heart is a fool. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says it this way, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Peter was confident in himself as well, if you recall. Though he had walked with Jesus for 3 years, day in and day out, he had somehow missed the understanding that his confidence could not be placed in himself. His confidence had to be solely in God. In Mark chapter 14, we read the story. When they had sung a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I've been raised, I'll go before you to Galilee. But Peter said to him, even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you today, even this night before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he spoke more vehemently, if I have to die with you, I'll not deny you. Self-confidence will fail you, but confidence in God will never fail you. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to place your confidence in God and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.